It is 4:16 at 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and some nice, quiet holiday music to bring on the one and only Emily Miller. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, doing fine. How's the quest for the gun going? I understand that you actually get to shoot a couple.
Oh, I had the best time yesterday because I'm looking to buy my gun now. So last since I've spoken to you, I've been to the Virginia Sharpshooters, which is a great place near D.C., and I rented a bunch of guns and sort of narrowed it down to five. So actually there's a poll on our website now, people can want to go see it, washingtimes.com/blogs/guns, and they can help vote on which gun that I'm going to buy. And I'd love to get everyone's opinion, and please leave comments as well.
All right, cool. Hey, Ann, can we link that right to our page? Okay, so they go to, Andy Parks. Yeah, WashingtonTimes/AndyParks. That works.
That works, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
What I'm trying to do is I've narrowed it down to about five, and I just want to get people's input on those. Hopefully, not too many other ideas.
Hey, buy all five. It's Christmas time.
I'm the one buying it, though. Santa's not bringing it.
Oh, heck, I'll chip in and buy you one.
Okay. Well, there's a one joke one they will see when they go on the site that is a lot cheaper than the Glock or the SIG or the Beretta that I liked. And I like mostly 9mm, but there's one revolver on there as well.
All right,
okay. But what's so neat is I went in doing this when I was shooting last week and on Twitter about it at Emily Miller. The Beretta company tweeted to me and said, you need to come see our manufacturing plant. So I didn't know where that was. It ends up, it's just 20 minutes outside of D.C., take Route 210. I mean, it's really close. So I went there yesterday and got a tour, saw how guns are made, handmade, well, machines and then hand. It was actually so neat to see and the workmanship that goes into these guns. And then they let me shoot some, which was just so much fun.
Oh, wow.
I shot an AR-160, an AK, I can't remember the name, 160. It's this new rifle that's coming out next year. It's all, automatic rifle, huge. And they let me shoot that. They also let me shoot this gun. I'm very bad at the model names, but this handgun that's a fully automatic handgun.
Yeah.
PRRX9. Well, if anyone wants to, on my Twitter feed, at Emily Miller, you can go back and see what I said. But that one is a fully automatic gun. There's only 12 in the United States because they've been banned. It's worth $25,000. So
wow.
I shot that and I was like, wow, but the automatic rifle, I mean, my heart was just pounding out of my chest. I mean, it was so scary, but so fun. such a blast.
Yeah.
So much fun. But, I mean, what's really cool about this company, it's 500 years old. It's the third oldest family-owned company in the world. It's built in 1526. And they do the M9, which is what's the standard issue sidearm for all of the armed forces. It's all five
branches.
In the it's really cool. So it's really neat to see. So they come out and, you know, there's a tag at the very end that says, you know, made for U.S. Armed Forces.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing, though, the contrast with D.C. and their just hatred of guns. And right outside, this big company, and it's the biggest, industry in Southern Maryland, especially the Hoyer District, but 300 people work there. It's the biggest thing that they've got going. And you think about all the jobs and all the economic benefits of this company. And, you know, D.C. doesn't even want guns in their on their streets for their citizens.
Yeah.
It's just really neat that it's going on right here and we didn't even know about it.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. All right, I'm going to turn your attention to a couple other things real quick. The last couple of editorials you have been responsible for. One of them was the Keystone cop-out, which I found dead on because we've been kicking this around for the past week or two, and it appears that President Obama has done everything in his power to keep it from happening, even though he's out pushing for lots of jobs.
It's amazing. The Keystone pipeline being a pipeline that was ready to be built from Canada to the Gulf Coast. it immediately would create 20,000 jobs. Over time, they estimate 130,000 jobs. An incredible job creation, ready to go, shovel ready, as he would say. And his allies, the Teamsters, like it, the AFL-CIO like it, because it would create jobs. But he is terrified because all the environmental people are freaking out about it. Even though they've had 3 years of studies on this thing, you never know, there could be one elk who wasn't in the study on the first study and comes traipsing by and wants to get in on it. So, you know, there's like, he's stuck between this rock and the hard place of the unions and the environmental people. So he's just punted this decision until after the election, because then he doesn't upset anybody, you know. But what happened was Republicans very cleverly stuck it onto something the president really, really wants, which is extending the payroll tax, which expires on December 31st. So that passed the House last night. Today, the wrangling going on up here, and I'm standing in the Capitol right now, the wrangling going on here is the president has said he's going to veto this payroll. He won't say it's because of the Keystone. He says it's for ideological issues, but of course it's for that. And then Senate Leader Harry Reid says that he doesn't have the votes for it. He can't, but he has no alternative. He just doesn't have the votes for it. So what he's really up to, what he's also done today, Reid, is the appropriations bills, which expire Friday, 9 of them, expire Friday, he will not bring to the floor. He will not bring to, let the House or Senate vote on it, because he's afraid if they do, then the House will leave and he has no one to negotiate with about this Keystone problem. So he's blocked it. He's told the Democrats on the Appropriations Committee they can't sign it. So we've got 9 departments about to go into the shutdown mode on Friday. Harry Reid won't let it up. Mitch McConnell tried to bring it up this morning in the Senate. Harry Reid blocked it. So he is doing everything he can to force the House to negotiate to probably break off Keystone part of it. Mm-hmm. But instead, he's holding up all the spending measures, and the spending measures run out on Friday. So it's a really big mess, and it is a huge standstill here, and no one's quite sure what's going to happen next.
I just hope that the Republicans stand their ground. I hope they don't cave, because I think they really can. They can expose what's going on behind the scenes between Harry Reid and Barack Obama.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, as you were talking, I was nodding. Because, Republicans, I feel, have folded way too many times into negotiations this year, because they just want to get along, knock off controversy, whereas they should have stood up early in the year and they said they're going to cut $100 billion in taxes and didn't. They should have gone right to the end with the government shutdown. When it came in August, when they said the country was going to default if we didn't extend the debt ceiling, I think the Republicans should have said, let's see what happens, instead of making a bad deal that gives us $2 trillion of debt without any real spending cuts. So I would like to see the Republicans stand strong this time, say the House has passed the payroll tax hike. The Appropriations Committee has negotiated all weekend. Spending bills are ready to go. All we need is for Harry Reid to release the Democrats and let them sign it and move forward. But what they're going to do, they're going to demagogue and go crazy over shutting down the government, which freaks everyone out. But it's going to have to be resolved. It's Wednesday now. The House has I think what they're going to have to do, a short-term CR at this point, because they're nowhere near agreement. And Harry Reid doesn't even know what he wants to propose as an alternative. He hasn't really come up with anything. It's sort of, he said no to everything, but there is no alternative, especially with coming to the payroll tax cut. His original one was to do it by adding a new tax to so-called millionaire, so a permanent tax for the temporary tax cut. But that's gone, and there's no more legislation. So where this ends up, we don't know. But I will bet you anything, if you watch cable TV for the next 2 days, you'll see government shutdown countdown.
Yeah, you're right. You know what's so ironic about this is that Harry Reid and Barack Obama, they've become obstructionist, and that's what they've labeled Republicans for how long? I mean, forever.
That is really what's going on here, is Republicans cleverly maneuver this payroll tax. They don't want to extend the payroll tax. It was a stupid idea. It's a stimulus measure. But if you do a one-year tax cut, no one's going to spend the money. It doesn't spur the economy. Permanent tax cuts, that makes a difference. Temporary does nothing. But the Democrats they want it, because they think it's a stimulus. Whatever. But they don't want the Republicans to take credit for it. then that's like their worst nightmare. They didn't think Republicans would actually come up with a way to extend this payroll tax rate and pay for it and tack on Keystone. Like, they did not foresee this coming. They expected Republicans to vote no, and then they could take credit for it, and they could say Republicans are the party of no. So that's why Harry Reid is really in a box today, to the point that he can't bring anything up to the floor, because he doesn't want the Republicans to look like they're anything but obstructionist.
Yep, yep. You're right. All right, Emily, always good to talk to you. I know you'll be watching this. If you hear of anything going on behind the scenes, pass it on, okay?
Of course I will.
All
okay,
right.
Have a good day.
All right, good luck with the gun. See you later. Bye.
Bye.